You're listening to Morning Living on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius Channel 112.
Welcome to Andrew of Calhoun, Georgia. He's a new Sirius subscriber. We'll be listening this morning to Morning Living because we've got Jane Seymour here for another 9 minutes. And we're inviting you to call at 866-675-6675. Jane Seymour, who you know her as an actor, also as now a painter, designer, and author. Making Yourself at Home is her new book. And I wonder, Jane Seymour, do you think that some people are born with a visual sense? I've had to sort of teach myself to be a more visual person. You say yes?
Absolutely. I mean, if you gave me a bank statement or anything to do with math, I'm just, the whole thing goes completely fuzzy and I just, it's just not going to happen. No, I see things visually all the time. I think you have that or you don't.
Can you learn it?
I think you can, yeah, I definitely think you can learn it, but I think you appreciate it and you learn it by being exposed to it and by not being afraid of it and by, trying to allow yourself to express what you like and don't like. And I think people really do it automatically with their clothing. That's why I always say to people, you know, your home is really an extension of the way you dress to some degree. You know, and actually when you look at a man's apartment, you'll find that he's basically taken elements of his suiting or his, you know, suede or whatever it is that
one hopes is suiting, but
or one never knows. Suiting, you know, if he's a cowboy, he's got this nice, you know, worn-out leather couches, the Ralph Lauren thing going, or, you know, sailing, he's got his little pinstripe blue and white going. And I think, you know, when you're a woman, you dress according to what your needs are, where you live in the country, and obviously, and you dress according to your body type, and you dress according to the colors that you think will set off your skin best, and you usually accessorize with whatever it is that's your personal statement, and that's the same way with homes.
Is your clothing color coordinated with your home? Do you wear clothes that match your walls?
No, well, as my walls are called, my walls, you know, I've been in movies way too long to realize, you know, the truth of the matter is that if they want to make me look good on film, which they do, they always shine this sort of ecru, this off-white light at me, whether it's, you know, a reflection board or whatever it is, and I'm sure the people out there aren't necessarily aware of this, but, you know, we don't look like that if the nasty top light is hitting you. Everybody has bags under their eyes, but if you happen to wear something light, and especially a winter white color or an ecru near your skin, your skin tone, it makes you look younger and it reflects light. So, you know, you're better off doing that than wearing black. People wear black
usually.
You're
wearing a crew now.
I happen to be wearing a crew.
Ring, so I've got reflecting light.
I've got a little gold underlying that thing there because, you know, gold's happening right now, and I found this very comfortable outfit. So I thought, since I'm rushing around, it's nice and
fabulous. Mm-hmm. You do look like you look in the movies.
Oh, well, you do. That's very kind, you know.
I've seen you at Martha, and I've seen you here, and I think you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm running around the countryside right now, and, you know, with the luggage and trying to be 10 places at once and do 10 things at once, it's hard to figure it all out. But I try to make life easy for myself.
How about the balancing part, the household, the mother? I think this gets so many working mothers down. I'm sure there's a few who'd like to talk to you about that. You know, you wake up, you still have to work.
Yeah.
In your case, you have to travel.
Right.
Your kids are too old to take out of school. Well, some of them are beyond school, but, you know, to travel with.
That's true. I mean, I try not to go away too much, but when I do, I speak to them on the phone at least twice a day. And, of course, in this case, this week, my husband's there with them, so they're having really good daddy time, which is a good thing. They're 11-year-old twins, John and Chris, and then I have a 21-year-old son who's he's in Cannes Film Festival right now, showing his first short movie. My daughter, Katie, is an actress. She was in Wedding Bells recently, and she's in a movie that we're both in, actually, called Blind Dating, that just came out. We forgot to mention my acting. I have a feature film that's out there right now. I'm an actress, and we produce films, and this one's a great one with Chris Pine and Eddie K. Thomas, and I'm in it playing a crazy psychiatrist. So if you want to know more about that, go to blinddating.com. You can see that. I think I have... And then I have a stepdaughter, Jenny Flynn, who's goes under the name of Flynn, and she has a jewelry line she's created called You Macbeth. Of course, they all have websites. And then Kaylin Keach, who's our eldest, he's 29, and currently he's a fly fishing guide in Colorado, but he also writes movies.
Okay, then. And that balances out all well for you.
Keeping you track of them. I certainly don't do everything all of the time, but my kids, I've taught them to cook with me, so, and they're actually quite funny. Sometimes they'll say, mommy cook, and then they get all excited and they help me and we cook together, but I cook things that happen pretty quickly. And we grow organic vegetables and fruits. So I get them to go down the garden, they pick the stuff, and that's how we decide what we're going to have for dinner.
Wow. Can I come live with you?
It's a little busy, and I'm usually covered in oil paint. But yes, you're welcome to. And my girlfriends have got it, you know, they understand now. We're not going to go to the spa. We're not going to go out for lunch. They get to come to my house and talk to me while I paint. That's what happens. And they get a paintbrush too, and free lesson if they want it. So, you know, it's that I'm going to reiterate. You can come and have a painting party with me. I promised Oprah, actually. Oprah wanted to come and paint with me one day, so we're still trying to find time for that.
So that is the key, Jane Seymour, to having the kind of productive life that you have, which is that you have to say no to a lot of things that relax us and maybe help us sort of think that
like
we're getting
a spa day.
Right, either that or watching television. And instead, what you do is no, you push through it and, in fact, make time for the things that make you excited.
I do. I mean, if I'm in a painting, there's nothing that will stop me, and including food sometimes. It's terrible. And then, you know, I'll be standing up painting, and then all of a sudden my back goes out, like, oh God, why is that? You know, and I realize I'm just standing in one position. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's not good for me. But I love to create. I love to paint. I love to travel. I love to take photographs as well. I love to eat well, and I love good friends and kids. I don't really waste my time very much, I don't think.
Clearly. Jane Seymour is our guest this morning on Morning Living. It's been great having you here today.
Thank you.
Making Yourself at Home is the title of her new book, and it's all about creating a style and how she did it, and you can sort of read how she did it for herself and get ideas. There's so many things to keep track of. If you go to MarthaStewart.com, you'll find out everything you need to know about Jane Seymour, and also the other things that are going on, for example, on today's TV show, Danny Glover. Have you ever worked with Danny Glover?
No, I haven't, but he's great.
He's going to be on Martha's TV show, which you can hear at 11 o'clock.
And you can go to JaneSeymour.com or JaneSeymourHome.com. You'll see everything I'm doing. So if you kind of wanted to figure anything out, it's all there.
Coming up next, it's Homegrown with Margaret Roach and Andrew Beckman. Jacques Pepin, as I mentioned, at 4 o'clock later today with Lucinda Scala-Quinn. And we've done it. We've survived Memorial Day weekend, and we came back to tell the story. What did you do over Memorial Day weekend?
I had an art show. I had actually 4 art shows and sold, I think, about 60 pieces in Stone Harbor in New Jersey. And the collection will still be there for another week and a half, 2 weeks. So if you want to go there, it's Ocean Galleries, Stone Harbor.
Tomorrow we go back to being a 3-hour show.
Yes.
Morning Living is a 3-hour show, 4 days a week.
4 days a week, we are 3 hours.
Except
one
for
day
Tuesdays,
we
where we make way for Margaret Roach. Margaret Roach's garden, by the way, she's going
to
be...
I'm very jealous you got to go to Margaret's garden.
She's going to be very shy about it and sort of underplay it. But it's one of those things where you go and you sort of gasp at just the beauty of the garden. Margaret Roach, the editorial director of Martha Stewart, she has her own show next. And it's just... If you see what she's done over the last 20 years, it's inspiring and awe-inspiring in many ways. So you'll get to ask Margaret about her garden coming up on Morning Living. Jane Seymour, thanks again so much for coming. It's been great having you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
That's